a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Let's do this. Fun fact. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts. You can use them to impress your workmates, who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts. Couple of little stumbles there.
No, that's not my life, best mate. Work. It's relatable. It's fun. It's Friday.
I mean, the only real fun fact you need to know about today is that Fatboy Slim's coming to town. That's huge. But some other unrelated ones. Did you know that cannabis kills mosquitoes?
Oh.
They get so blazed.
Oh, okay.
They die. Bacteria on board the International Space Station are evolving to survive in space.
Oh, my. I can't anymore.
And I, for one, welcome. Our new bacteria overlords.
I'm sick of being like in this lifetime where it's like for the first time ever in history, we've seen enough. Sorry, that's right. Wow, that got me
that really
in place.
I'm really sorry.
It's not fun at all, is it?
Eastern tent caterpillars fight like I do. They defend themselves by vomiting leaves containing cyanide onto their predators.
Oh, wow.
So if you threaten me, I'll vomit and cry.
Yeah.
How's this for a good deal? In 1677, the British swapped a tiny Indonesian island called Run to the Dutch, which is valued for its abundance of nutmeg.
Heavy
on the nutmeg. The Dutch were like, we could do with a bit of nutmeg. We'll take that little Indonesian island and we'll swap it for a little island that we've called New Amsterdam, but it's actually going to become New York.
Oh.
Or, I don't know if it's Manhattan or sort of
the area
of the whole.
I don't know
how big New York was at that time.
Well, that's a
but
swap.
Essentially, they were like, here, we'll take this little Indonesian island loaded with nutmeg and you can have New York.
Do you know, fun fact, well, be careful. If you ingest a lot of nutmeg, you can like hurt yourself, but also go like into another dimension.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
So that's a fact.
Scientists have invented a robot/mushroom hybrid. Where the robot is controlled by the mushroom, much like this show is controlled by the mushroom.
What am I?
I'm the mushroom.
You're the mushroom. No, I'm the mushroom.
I'm the robot. Like,
mate,
I'm
I am full of fungus. You know this.
You are. And I'm a fungi.
No.
Let's wrap it with this one. In 2019, archaeologists in London found an ancient Roman souvenir pen. So ancient Roman souvenir pen. You're right.
Okay.
Had an inscription on it that can be roughly translated as, I went to Rome and all I got you was this stylus.
No way.
Yep.
No way.
Jokes are timeless. Apparently right next to it was one of those bronzed breastplates, but it had all the different types of boobs you can get on them. Like you get in the T-shirt shops on the Gold Coast.
They're all the different types of farts.
Oh, whatever. No. All of that gear. It's all fun Turo gear and it's all timeless. Fun fact.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I just discovered through a doctor just discovering on TikTok that people have the ability to blur their eyes and not everyone can do it. Now, I can do it. I can just blur my eyes. Everything is blurry. And it's not, I mean, I have, maybe I wear glasses. Maybe that's what it's about. But not everybody can do it. You're trying to do it and it looks like your eyes are going to pop out of your head.
I think they're just getting wider. I don't think they're...
You're not actually doing... You're just opening your eyelids wider. You've got to like... I don't know how to explain it. But not everyone can do it apparently.
No.
So we thought, let's get people on the phone, 52232955, and let's just ask them, is this news to you and can you blur your eyes?
Shanti's in Berrigarra. Morning, Shanti.
Morning, team. How are you?
Yeah, good. Can you do this with your eyes?
Yeah, I can blur my eyes and I use it to my advantage sometimes. I use it when I'm like doing my makeup and I need to work out if I've done my eyebrows even.
Oh!
Blur my eyes.
Oh.
And I can like, it's easier to tell if they're even or not.
Wow, that's clever.
That's awesome.
Yeah, right.
So has this blown your mind that not everyone can do that?
Do you know what? I actually just never thought about whether anyone could or not. I just did it, and it was handy, and that was about it.
Oh, my God.
Do you wear glasses? Do you wear glasses just, you know, day to day? No. Interesting. Okay, yep. And what else have you got for us? What else can you do?
I do this thing with my ears where I can, it's almost like blurring my ears. I create this sound in my ears. It's really hard to explain. Okay, so it sounds kind of like when you're in the wind.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can do that.
I can do that too.
I just did it too.
It sounds like thunder.
You kind of move your ears.
Like thunder or wind.
Move your ears back a little bit and it happens. Like, yeah, I have to close my eyes and do it.
I can't move my ears.
Yeah,
oh, you can't move your ears?
No, I don't
move. Oh, my God.
I can't move them either,
yes,
but I can make the sound.
Yay! You can't.
We're all weirdly beautiful. Oh, that's awesome, Shanti.
That's awesome, Shanti. Cool.
Good on you. What about Jackie from Whittington? Can you blur your eyes on command?
I can. Many years ago, I was going to a physio, and in his reception area, there was a lot of those pictures where you look at them and you blur your eyes and you see a whole different picture.
Magic eye.
Oh.
So every time the kids and I went there, we would all practice blurring our eyes so that we could see what the other picture was. And now I don't need to do it very often, but sometimes I'll be sitting there and relaxing and then all of a sudden, oh, I can't see, I'm blurred.
Yeah. Did the office, were they worried that you and your family kept putting your noses up against the walls and like leaning back?
It was really like the art.
It was okay until we started licking the
window. Oh, come on now, Jackie. As long as it's not the door handles, mate. Sandy in Torquay, can you just relax your eyes and blur your vision?
I can. I've been doing it my whole life and never bothered to ask anyone because I thought I have no idea how I could even start to explain this.
Yeah.
But I was saying to Tom before, Logie, when you brought it up, I was driving from the kids' school drop off, and I instantly did it with my eyes. I was like, oh, someone else can do this?
Oh,
So I had to call in. I was so excited.
And then you realised you were driving and you probably should have accurate vision and sort of re-engaged your corneas.
Exactly. With the last caller, I was the same. The magic eyes, my PT used to trip about how quickly I would pick the picture because I can just instantly adjust my eyes to see the picture.
Oh, my God. That's we're superheroes awesome. And, you know, maybe our strengths won't be used in the future, but you never know.
You do never know.
We might be called up one day.
Kathleen and Lara, wrap this up for us. Can you just relax your eyes?
I can, and I can actually do the ear thing as well.
Ah.
I knew that was a thing.
I know. Now we just got to figure out now I just got to figure out what our nose does that other people can't do or whatever.
Your
I don't know.
We're all flare a
we're
lot.
All, they do,
they
don't
flare
they?
A lot.
That's your fault.
That's not. Well, yeah, no, that's... That's how I know.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Just a little public service announcement. Mm. I was going through some of my cupboard space and I was like, you know what? I am a bit of a hoarder, okay?
Okay.
And if I haven't worn something in like 5 years, I've been telling myself it's okay to donate it. Move it on, you know what I mean? But I'm very big on holding on to things. And I'm like, no, I can't do it. But I forced myself to pack up a few things and get it ready to donate. And one of the things you must do, and Jimmy didn't know this, which concerns me because we've been going through our stuff a little bit lately, is to check the pockets of everything before you put it in the donation pile.
Of course.
Because
like you would if you're doing a load of washing.
A load of washing, right? Sometimes we're not our best selves when it comes to checking pockets. We're tired, whatever, throw it in, whatever. Mm. But you really got to check because I had a blazer that I haven't worn, honestly, in 5 years. And I was just checking the pockets. I'm like, yep, that can go. Found a pair of earrings, my favorite pair of earrings that I may have implied for the last 5 years that my sister had stolen from me.
Oh, here we go. Did she wear the blazer last though? Maybe that's it.
No, she didn't. It's just that I assumed that I left them at her house.
Yep.
And then I thought, well, shit, they're really cool earrings because they're like gold. They're like gold. They're not real, but they're gold. What are they called?
Oh, that was quite a quick boro meter there.
What are the jellyfish?
Cool.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.